Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
We have compassion for the homeless. That's why we're sending them the hell over there, not here. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we get to whatever that is, I want to do this on the podcast because it includes a little bit of bad language, but I hope you'll excuse it because it lends it some power. It's a journalist talking to a Russian soldier in Ukraine. They got tape of this, I guess, but the headline is Russian soldier in Ukraine caught on tape cursing fuckface Putin's new war plan. This is a Russian soldier.
Wow.
Woman says, what are you going to do? Appears to be the soldier's wife or girlfriend who's talking to him, and they intercepted this conversation. I don't know. I need to get wounded, he quickly responds before going on to tell her his morale at the moment is complete shit. Earlier, there's a joke that you'd leave here only wounded to dead. Now it's not a fucking joke, he said. Oh, yes, the partial mobilization. Salam, everyone. Fuck tomorrow. You're off to war. So his girlfriend or wife, whoever it is, appears to share his frustration, saying, well, it's just a shit show. They are just fucking treating you like meat. And they'll still call us a disgrace. And if we're low lives and did everything ourselves, and that's why there's mobilization, everything is because blah, blah, blah. The plan initially was a few days and that's it. And now we're here fucking almost 8 months later. If they don't give me benefits and medals after all this bullshit, I'm going to go against the country and join the fucking opposition. If I get lucky, I'll get pneumonia and leave. Pray for a wound, he said to whoever he was talking to.
Wow.
Well, I don't know how many people that represents in terms of an attitude, but if he's been there for 8 months, he's some of the well-trained soldiers.
Right. He's the elite.
Yeah, he's the elite, not the new guys that don't have as good an attitude as him.
Yeah.
God, how does this turn out? This is a world history-making event. Might be seeing the collapse of a nation.
I gotta believe you're gonna see outsized influence from China in this. I mean, every human being on earth is interested in this ending with an off-ramp that doesn't include nuclear weapons. And as we discussed during the show, China, the last thing Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party leadership want is chaos and global economic doom, which the use of a nuclear weapon would cause. I mean, it would cause, no pun intended, shockwaves of every sort around the planet. And that would be horrible for China, which is to a large extent, India too, which are both to a large extent, really the only lifelines to Russia economically right now.
Right. And they,
with all due respect to Syria and Iran.
And they and Turkey told Russia last week, told Putin last week, basically knock it off, give the land back. Yeah, China's got to be thinking, or if not saying to Putin, hey, we got a 100-year plan over here that's going really, really well, like really well for us to become the dominant global power. And everything you're doing is making it much harder.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's probably the best bet for the world is China reigning Russia in.
How interesting would it be to be privy to the behind-the-scenes multipolar discussions going on right now?
Right.
Boy, you know, it's been said that you hear an old guy say, thank God I got my health, you know? It's hard to be grateful for your health when you have it because it feels like a default, unless you're somebody who deals with chronic illness. It's hard to be grateful for peace.
Yeah.
Unless you've just come out of a war. And then you see the outpourings of joy, practically indescribable joy in those scenes where the GIs would march through a little French town or something like that. And you can't appreciate the absence of the threat of nuclear holocaust until it's back.
Right. Right. Yeah. Anyway.
And I don't think it would ever be that, honestly, unless Putin is absolutely suicidal, apocalyptic. And what's the term for that? I can't remember. It's not a Gordian knot. It's not a Pyrrhic victory. It kind of could be a Pyrrhic victory. But anyway, unless he has it's doomsday and I'm fine with it in his soul. I hope we avoid that. Anyway, I don't really want to go into the thing we were going to talk about before.
OK, sorry about that. Brought everybody down.
Tell you what, this is something we will get into more tomorrow on the radio show, which will become, of course, the Armstrong and Getty On Demand podcast. We talked about El Cajon, California, which is right outside San Diego. It's just east of San Diego. It's a beautiful town. And it turns out San Diego proper, with some help from the county, are dumping all the bums and junkies in El Cajon to get them out of town. The lefty mayor is doing this. We'll give you a couple of clips from the mayor of El Cajon. Hit us with clip number 70 here, Michael, please.
What we've been fighting against in El Cajon is the county making El Cajon a homeless, crime-infested, lawless ghetto. And make no mistake, that's exactly what the county is trying to do. I know that El Cajon is not completely alone. I know there's some other cities like Escondido that are also complaining about this. But for the most part, the small cities are taking all of the burden and doing most of the work when it comes to dealing with this homeless problem and the voucher program, when the other cities like Solana Beach and Encinitas and Carmel Mountain Ranch don't have to deal with this problem.
For San Diego areaites or people who are familiar with the area, put them all in La Jolla. See how that goes. Turning our city into a crime-infested ghetto.
Crime-infested? These people are just like the rest of us, one paycheck away from being homeless, and they had one bad break in life. And why is there all
the crime? There are unhoused neighbors. Yeah. There are neighbors experiencing unhousedity. And the attorney general of California, who's a crook and a bum himself, is telling El Cajon, you'll take them and you'll like it. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow.
It's our brothers and sisters undergoing rooflessness.
Right. How dare you? Ghetto indeed.
Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep.
You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.